Our scripture for today comes from Mark's gospel, and we know that there are many miracles of Jesus, and this particular miracle is the only one that is found in all four gospels, and so obviously it had great impact on those gospel writers and those disciples, and so we hear that miracle as Bud reads for us today.
The apostles returned to Jesus and told him everything they had done and taught. Many people were coming and going, so there was no time to eat. He said to them, "Come by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a while." They departed in a boat for a deserted place, but many people saw them leaving. So they ran ahead from all the cities and arrived before them. When Jesus got there and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Then he began to teach them many things. Late in the day, his disciples came to him and said, "This is an isolated place, and it's late in the day. Send them away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy something to eat for themselves." He replied, "You give them something to eat." But they said, "Should we go off and buy bread worth almost 8 months' pay and give it to them to eat?" He said to them, "How much bread do you have? Take a look." After checking, they said, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He directed the disciples to seat all the people in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, blessed them, broke the loaves into pieces and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Everyone ate until they were full. They filled 12 baskets with the leftover pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of Scripture.
There's an incident in Luke's gospel where the disciples ask Jesus, "Increase our faith." And he responds by saying, "If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the ocean,' and it would obey you." Now let me say that again. If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the ocean," and it would obey you. Now, Palestine at that time was primarily an agricultural society, which meant that they were people of the land, growing and harvesting crops, raising livestock. And so the disciples clearly understood the analogy Jesus was making, because they knew that a tiny mustard seed would grow into an enormous bush so big that the birds of the air could safely make their nest in its branches. And they also knew about mulberry trees, with their extensive system of roots embedded deep down into the earth, and that such a tree could be uprooted and replanted in the ocean, where none obviously ever grew, was meant to convey what a strong and deep faith in God could bring about. Like the faith of Mary. Remember when the angel Gabriel told her, a virgin, that she would conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit? He said to her, "Nothing is impossible with God." And Mary responded in faith, "Let it be with me according to your word." Now, more modern-day testimony of faith comes from Mother Teresa. When she told her superiors, "I have 3 pennies and a dream from God to build an orphanage," they chided her. You can't build an orphanage with 3 pennies. With 3 pennies, you can do nothing. "I know," Mother Teresa responded. But with God and three pennies, I can do anything. And we all know the miraculous results of her strong and deep faith in God. So now let's go back to today's gospel story. During this Lenten period, we're looking at some of the many questions that Jesus asked. Because one of the reasons Jesus came to earth was to engage humankind. But what better way to do this than by asking questions? Questions involve introspection. So just the right question from Jesus might help shape and grow our faith. Now today's question, how much bread do you have? How much do you have? Comes from the feeding of the 5,000. And I'm sure after hearing this story, the term impossible might just flash through your mind. But the truth is, impossible is only a relative word. And it's fast losing its meaning in today's world. Because consider, not too many years ago, man thought it was impossible to fly. Today, flying is so commonplace and important that the vast portion of our economy is dependent on it. We've long ago reached the moon, and now those who don't believe in the word impossible are eyeing Mars in the not-too-distant future. Or just a few decades ago, the concept of the computer and pressing a few buttons for instantaneous information was foreign to most of us. Today, we all carry one around in our purses or pockets. It's called a cell phone. And so maybe a better term to describe what happened on that day where 5,000 people were fed was indeed a miracle. But let me ask, was it the result of a supernatural power of God? Or could it have been a co-partnership of divine blessing and human obedience, like Mary and Mother Teresa? Because the disciples, through their faith and trust in the Lord, despite their doubts, are part of the miracle. Let me share what I mean by telling the story as described by Pastor Don Harper. Jesus and his disciples needed some time off. Jesus had become very popular and people just wouldn't leave him alone. And so they wanted a little time away from the crowds that followed them everywhere. So they took a boat and went to a lonely place far from any village. But the people figured out where they were going, and by the time Jesus and his friends landed the boat, there were 5,000 people waiting for them. So Jesus started to teach them, and he talked to them for hours. It started getting late, and the disciples pulled Jesus aside and said, "We need to send these people to one of the nearby villages to get some food." "No," said Jesus. "The villages around here are too small to feed 5,000 people. You will have to give them something to eat." "What do you mean?" his disciples said. "We don't have enough money to go buy nearly enough food for all these people. And even if we did, how would we bring it all back here?" "No," said Jesus. "I don't want you to go buy bread. How much bread do you have?" Thus we hear today's important question, how much do you have? So the disciples look at the food they had brought with them. "Oh, we got 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. That's it." "That will be enough," said Jesus. His disciples look at him as if he were crazy. "There's no way that would be enough food for 5,000 people." But they obeyed. You see, Jesus had spent the whole day teaching people about the kingdom of God, teaching them that everyone is his brother's keeper, that everyone is to love their neighbor. And while he was sitting up front in the crowd teaching, he looked out and saw that many of the 5,000 people had brought their own food with them. in the folds of their cloaks and their pouches. He watched them as they guardedly nibbled away at their own food, ignoring the fact that many people around them had no food at all. So Jesus told everyone to sit down on the grass. And then he brought out the 5 loaves of bread. And being a Jew, he blessed the bread using the traditional Jewish blessing. Blessed are you, O Holy One, Creator of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And then, so that everyone could see, Jesus broke the bread, cut up the fish, and divided it up so that the disciples could hand it around. Now, everyone saw that even though Jesus and his disciples had barely enough food for themselves, they were going to share with everyone. And from where he sat, Jesus could see the truth dawning in people's eyes. He had been teaching them that the kingdom of heaven existed here and now, if only people would recognize it. And now Jesus was giving them a chance to show that they understood and to act as if the kingdom of heaven truly did exist. The disciples began to pass around the bread and the fish, shaking their heads because they knew there wouldn't be enough food for everyone. And yet, miracle of miracles, there was plenty of food to go around. People who had food put some of their food into the baskets so it could be shared. And people who hadn't brought food with them took some food from the baskets. And by the time the disciples had passed the baskets to all 5,000 people, everyone had gotten enough to eat, and there was so much food left over that it filled 12 baskets. Perhaps that's one possibility of how Jesus fed 5,000 people with just a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Many believe that Jesus performed a miracle when he blessed the bread and the fish, and somehow God turned the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish into thousands of loaves of bread and thousands of fish. But let me ask, would it be any less of a miracle if this is what happened? That human beings actually worked with God to be part of the miracle? But you see, if ordinary humans helped perform that miracle, then it means that you and I could do the same thing today, to share with those who need it, and to live as if the kingdom of heaven really did exist here and now. How appropriate is this thought as we consider those poor people in Ukraine and how we might help some of them through UMCOR. You may remember the old folk tale about a hungry soldier who comes to a village looking for food. One by one, the people of the village refuse him as they do not believe they have enough to spare. So the soldier says, "Have any of you ever had stone soup? I can make a delicious soup from stone." So one of the villagers gives him a stone, and the soldier puts it in a pot and starts boiling the water. He says, "This will be good, but you know what would make it even better? A few carrots." So someone supplies him with some carrots. He then says, "You know, the best stone soup I've ever tasted includes a few potatoes." That sounded good, so someone else contributed some potatoes. The soldier, in his oblique way, keeps inviting more and more contributions, and the people respond. Eventually, a truly delicious soup is produced, and all the villagers sit down and eat it together. And there is enough. Even more than enough for everyone. Those who were afraid to share a little bit of food when the soldier first came to town, convinced there was not enough to go around, ended up enjoying a great feast. And today we encounter Jesus asking us, "How much do you have?" Pastor Martin Copenhaver writes, Whenever I read the biblical accounts of the feeding of the 5,000 and I hear Jesus question, "How much do you have?" I hear a question about my own life and my own abundance. A warm and comfortable house in which to live, and a table filled with food night after night. I so often take these things for granted. And so my answer is, Lord, I have enough. I have more than enough. And yet deep down, I know that He is not asking for an inventory of my food. He's really asking for an inventory of my heart, all that I have. Will I give what I can with trust and faith in what God will do? Let me share a poem. Listen, O drop. Give yourself up without regret, and in exchange gain the ocean. Listen, O drop. Bestow upon yourself this honor, and in the arms of the ocean be secure. Who indeed should be so fortunate? An ocean wooing a drop? In God's name, give a drop, and take this ocean full of pearls. See, herein lies the secret of many of God's miracles. Although God's power is divine and infinite, God cannot work without our help. To give, to share, to serve is not so much a measure of how much or how little we may have, but it's a measure of our trust, a measure of our faith in the one who has given us everything. Everything. I'll end with a tale about Jesus. He's standing beside a river selling bottles of river water. River water? What's he doing? Well, the river is God. And Jesus sees what is possible, and he's struggling mightily with all his ability to have other people see what he is seeing. And what does he see? He sees mulberry trees, one after the other, uprooted and on their way to the ocean. Because after all, nothing is impossible with God and to those who have faith.